Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Dennis Cometti covered the footy.
We had Gary Megan from MasterChef.
Matt's having a few issues with Florence at home. That's the dog, of course.
And find out how Perth let Kimber down on the weekend.
Oh, not just me. They let down everybody.
Grumpy.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Wish you would listen to Mum as well as you listen to A Big Breakfast catch-up? Spoil her with big-name fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti. The Battery World.
Round 6 of the AFL done and dusted. Morning, Den.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all.
Nice to see you. Don't look at me. I don't even understand what's happening in football anymore.
Neither do I. Strange things have been happening. We had the good, the bad and the ugly over the weekend. Congratulations first to David Mundy. That was terrific, wasn't it?
300 games and what a match winner.
It's like a bad Mills and Boone novel, isn't it? I mean, who would have thought he would have been best on ground, and he was. So good luck to him and Frio because they're in second place this week.
True.
So that's...
Dare to dream.
That's the latest. They're in second place.
I'll tell you what.
But the bad news is West Coast very poor against Port Adelaide last week and again yesterday against Geelong. In fact, the rot started. When did it start, Dean?
It started during the Derby, about quarter time.
Yes, exactly. I've got it down for half time.
Right.
But we're doing well.
You don't know the mate.
To go back that far, both of us are doing very
well. He's always a bit premature.
Yeah, Dan was just being generous.
True.
So at least now I think the West Coast Eagles can maybe drop a few of their young players. That sounds callous, doesn't it? But it's hard sometimes. Those guys have showed promise, but they haven't been great. They haven't demanded a game next week. West Coast have erred on the side, I think, of compassion. But sometimes now they can decide that this is the time to drop them. And I think they will do that and go back to the side they want best, if that makes sense. Mm. It's sort of reverse logic, isn't it? You look perplexed. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, Matty,
I rate you.
And if do you? You? Oh, God, you
are you okay?
Fool.
There had to be someone.
No one's ever rated me. I feel under so much pressure all of a sudden.
And for the Eagles, then, Gold Coast this week will not be a pushover at Optus.
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Mm. But I suppose it could go one of two ways, really. I mean, you're expected to beat them.
Mm.
Yes.
If it goes bad, sadly, then, the bottom drops out of your world if you're West Coast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're in a really tough spot at the moment. I think the ugly over the last couple of weeks, this round that started and didn't end, it just kept rolling into another game of football, was the fact that we've become a nation of booers. Now, I don't think that's necessarily that important. I mean, it's a free world. You can do what you like. But why not boo the prior prop? What is it? Opportunity rule.
Or
something like that. Although the bottom line with that is, of course, you still appear to be booing the umpires. But find something else that's sort of, easy to boo without being a person necessarily.
Yeah.
Because we're booing some of the biggest names in the game.
Yeah, the Scott Pendlebury thing was a bit rough, wasn't it?
Yeah, we need to back off. So,
also, how can we say to parents when you go to your junior games, you're not allowed to say anything and you've got to support the kids, but when we're treating adults, you're allowed to treat adults with other disrespect. That's totally fine.
You were a teacher once.
I don't like the booing. I've never liked the booing. I think it's inappropriate.
And Western Australia has a rich history in booing, really. We've booed some of the best, haven't we?
Chris Judd.
Andrew Gaze. Yes. Joe Watson. They're the elite of football. Some medals amongst those guys. So we cannot cast the first stone. Do what you like, but at the same time...
Don't.
Do it carefully.
The mining boo.
Again, a lot of booing of players who've gone to other clubs and a deal's been done. That's weird. Like Crozier playing for Bulldogs on the weekend. He got a few boos.
Often the player has no say.
No, that's right.
He's chucked out of the club.
Yeah.
But you follow a club. You don't follow people necessarily, do you?
So
I suppose the club is greater. Speaking of which, have I got a couple more minutes?
This is
the strangest story of the weekend. In the English Premiership, seeking promotion to the Premier League, Leeds scored a goal while an Aston Villa opponent was injured. That's bad form in soccer. If a guy goes down, generally they like to sort of kick the ball out of bounds, which I think they were told to do, but unfortunately they decided against it, that particular team, and they went down and scored a goal.
Didn't stick with the etiquette.
No, so as a result, and there's lots of money sort of hinging on this game simply because it's for promotion to the Premier League. League, and there's tens of millions of dollars up there. So there's fights on the ground. The whole thing goes wrong. Mm. So after that, the Leeds manager, whose side kicked the goal, decided he'd let the other team take the ball down uninhibited and score a goal.
Really?
But one defender didn't get the memo.
Oh, no.
So he's tried to defend, and eventually more fights break out. They do get a goal, so it's one all. Okay. So at the end of all of that, I mean, Leeds now are teetering on the edge of getting promotion, but they won't, I don't think. So they'll have to go through the
playoffs.
Battle, the playoffs. So it could cost them.
And they could even meet Villa in that playoff game. That's
wouldn't
a possibility,
that be good?
Yes. And it's considered the most valuable game in European football to get into the Premiership.
Thank God you came to my rescue.
See, that's why you're right there.
I was going down the gurgler with that story, really. And there you were.
I got you
the
back,
the voice
buddy.
Of reason.
Yeah. Sometimes it is that sports etiquette that's under the surface. Not everyone knows. Like basketball, you know, the sort of those junk minutes at the end of the game where you're not meant to take a shot.
And I suppose the moral of the story is unwritten rules need to be written.
They need to be written.
They need to be written.
Yeah, exactly.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
MasterChef returns, and one of the judging superstars, Gary Megan, is back for another year. Good to see you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. And I was just asked off air, just before we clicked on, 11 seasons.
11 seasons.
How long is this? How long is this, Gaz? It's 11 seasons.
And every year it's the best we've ever had.
It is. Actually, everybody goes, what's different this year?
Of course.
It's a really hard question to answer. Aww. But it's great television.
Yeah.
One of our exec producers go, the nice thing about MasterChef, it's great telly. And I like that expression because it is. And somebody described, I was reading something recently and they described it as like watching your own family on television. And I'm not talking about, I don't know what your family looks like. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, occasionally dysfunctional, you know, with a strange uncle. Mm. But, you know, it's good television. And, you know, the food, I mean, look at me. Like, every year I just... The battle of trying to control the bulge during filming is just...
At least you've got an excuse. Look, I've seen the ads, and I'm banking on Toasted Sandwich Guy. He's my kind of chef.
Everyone's talking about Toasted Sandwich Guy.
Well, because that's what I want in my life. I make toasted sandwiches for dinner. That's my role.
He's a good Aussie bloke. Tim Bone, his name is.
Tim Bone.
Tim Bone. And he's exactly like that.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. And the marketing Channel 10 have decided, because he looks like Prince Harry.
Yes.
You know? So it's just the running joke and the toasty. Yeah, you have to wait and see.
But I had an Timber. Example of what you guys have done over the last 11 years. I caught up with a friend over from the East Coast, and their kids had a bake-off, and I was asked to be one of the judges.
Oh, you're a judge.
Now, we're talking 12 years old here.
Was it serious business?
Oh, my goodness me.
Have you ever broken the heart of a child?
These two dishes arrived. With, you know, chocolate domes that they'd created and piping.
Oh, so we weren't talking like, you know, what do you call them, cupcakes?
Oh, no.
Hundreds and thousands, no. Fairy bread.
Wow. People are taking their cooking seriously.
You know the lovely thing now is, and the 11 seasons thing is a bit of a joke, because we still love it, like genuinely. I mean, if you look at our Instagram, the three of us just went on a boys' trip late last year, and we talked a ridiculous amount of rubbish about food from the moment we left to when we got back. We love each other's company ridiculously. I don't know how we survived through that. I mean, look, we're all grumpy at our own. We have our points. It's like a good marriage. He's grumpy.
We've known you a long time. We know when you guys are grumpy if you come in.
No, we do. Actually, on the show, we only get grumpy genuinely when the food's not good. But what's happened and what we find in that 11 years is now that when young adults come up and go, oh, I just love your show, and it's either one of two things, or my mum loves your show, or I've been watching it since I was 10, or 8, or 9, you know, and it's a really, I go, wow, maybe we have actually done something.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the conversation around food has completely changed.
Yeah.
And that's not to do entirely with us, for sure. As to the face of Australian food is dynamic and interesting. Like, people are coming here now because they want great food. I mean, this is one of the great things about being in WA now is people go, oh, yeah, well, what's MasterChef going to do? We go, well, we're actually on in 180 countries around the world.
Mm.
We've got an audience of 6 million people in India, 2.5 million in South Africa.
That's amazing.
So lots of people are going to be looking at the show and going, oh, Perth looks all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Margaret River looks all right.
And, mate, it's over a decade, so things change, but the TV landscape has changed. So you've got, you know, there's one show on TV where
very
I watched adults building Lego last night or so. There's dating show with those who got passed over on another dating show, and there's another show where we're watching people watching TV. So things have changed. But
thought you'd be watching people cooking? Like, how do you get so excited and drawn in by people cooking.
There's like something about the way you guys do the first episode every year. There's some sense of excitement.
And you wait
about
for
it.
This one. It's yeah. This year, it's never ceases to amaze me that every year surprises me in the way that either it's somebody's story or how delicious something is or something I've never seen before or how connected people are to food and how important it is to them. And of course, now because we've got, it's like a big club, you know, like the past contestants that weren't necessarily winners, but now having very successful careers. Yeah. And in many cases now are our colleagues, like proper restaurant.
Yes, yes.
You know, like serious, you know. And that's so for contestants that have seen that, they aspire to that. That's very real. And we got three new mentors this year, which is Billy Mackay, Poe, and also Matt Sinclair. Matt Sinclair now is in top 100 Australian restaurants.
Up in Noosa.
With some young guys up in Noosa.
Yeah.
How incredible is that?
Yeah, my dad lives up there. He keeps raving.
Yeah, and how bloody good is it? Like, it's so good. So we're so proud. It's like having a second son, you know? Like, it's amazing. So contestants see that, relate to that, and go, well, I can literally, we talk about dreams, and people go, ah, yeah, whatever. And you go, okay, we'll take a look.
Yeah.
Take a look at the list, and that's really nice.
Well, we hope you enjoy your time here in Perth. You're going to get a nice little slice of it.
We'll eat well, don't you worry. Matt Preston is in charge of social engagements.
Oh, is he good at that?
No, he always is. And we put him under pressure too, because George has to look after accommodation. Like often the network will go, yeah, we've booked you into such and such. And George will go, no, let me have a look at that. And he'll be on the pricing, because he's Greek too, right?
Great.
He'll be on the pricing and everything, and he'll book us into the best hotel. And then Matt, of course, is social engagement. So we go, come on, what are the restaurants we're going to? So,
what's your role?
Nothing.
Great. I love
pause,
that.
Pause, silence.
Yes, no responsibility.
Yeah. No responsibility. Yeah. I go, accommodation, George is looking after that. Restaurant, Matt's looking after that.
Got a lovely little flag
I am the handbrake.
Oh,
that's
right.
I'm either the, you know, the spoiler.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll go, we're in Perth, let's go to Singapore on our days off.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Right.
No. Good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Let's go to another bar.
You have to be the adult.
Yeah, I have to be the adult.
The adult in the car.
Yeah. And trying to stop Matt from going to another bar. Well,
I don't know
if you know him like I do, but that's, you know, hand him the keys. He'll lock up for you. Post them back through the letterbox.
So good to see you, Gary.
And we haven't talked about your dog.
Oh, no, we'll talk about the dog. We can talk about the dog.
We are sticking around.
I love dogs.
Oh, I know.
I need some advice.
Goodness.
It is a Dalmatian as well, so it's a little bit different.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Talking about dogs, I got told a story at the footy by one of the Frio staff on the weekend that they had two dogs at the house on the weekend on Friday night, and one of the dogs went very quiet and disappeared and came back out, and they discovered the dog had eaten 26 Easter eggs and 2 lint bunnies.
Straight to the vet.
Stomach pump.
Have some charcoal. Yeah.
Trouble for this poor dog from both ends for the rest of the weekend.
My goodness.
But you guys,
lucky they were still all right.
Yeah.
Some dogs just eat everything. I think retrievers, Labradors,
Labrador.
They will eat socks and.
Yeah. But didn't eat any of the foil. Every Easter egg, but no foil.
Clever.
Yeah, very
smart.
Mind
you, when we were younger, we used to have, you know, my mum and dad always had dogs. And I remember she would put things like peas or tablets, you know, in the food.
Yeah.
And they can pick them out, you know. Oh, so there'd be like 6 peas in the bowl and everything else had been eaten. I go, that is a malleable kind of,
sounds like my kids at
eating
7.
Mechanism, that mouth, you know, like amazing. Yeah. So,
Gary, you've got a great day and you're saying your dog eats better than you guys, which especially that you're on MasterChef, that seems like it just doesn't even
make sense. Well, no, we eat everything from street to luxurious. So that we pay a lot of attention to this bloody dog's diet, you know. And then we have to turn the torch on us and go, well, exactly what are you eating? You know, now he's very well looked after. And he's on we describe him as like the Pete Evans of the dog world. He's on a raw food diet. So he's a 78-kilo dog. And he had lots of digestive.
I can't even process a 78-kilo dog.
Well, it's like having another human in the house.
It is, man.
There's another human in the house. You can't leave anything on the bench top that you don't want. So if you put a chicken in the sink or, you know, you left a loaf of bread on the top, he'd go, oh, that's for me. So he'll.
It's my height.
Yeah. And he does what they call bench surfing, which is they just have a look. So he's just having a look because he's like human size.
Mm.
You'll find little trails of slobber.
He's having a drool.
Where he's just had a little drool. It's a bit like Matt Preston, actually. It's the same thing. We find little trails of drool all
Matt's
over the place.
A little more than 78 kg.
Yeah. He eats well, too. We all eat well.
But we get very obsessed by
animals. And they're, you know, as we were off air there for a minute, you're showing me pictures and you're getting all kind of, you know.
Oh, I love it. Dude.
What a Sookie Lalo you are.
He's mush, mate. He's mush.
But,
I love
it. Times have certainly changed from, you know, when we were kids opening a can of Pal.
Yeah, and chucking it in.
Yeah, talking about raw food and should we give grain or coconut oil or, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, a dog eats as a dog eats. I mean, he's a scavenger after all. But, you know, our dog eats a mixture of bone and meat and whatever. He looks black. I tell you what, if I ate that well,
yep.
I'm damn sure I'd look buff as.
Yep.
And my excuse always is underneath this chubby exterior, my friends, is an athlete struggling to get out.
Absolutely yeah. ripped.
I just got to unzip the fat suit and I'm out.
You need to be. Yeah, you've got 50 kilos of... what have you got in your freezer at home? All of this, all those 50 proteins or something? That's
yeah,
incredible.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, he keeps us healthy. The lovely thing about having a dog is it gets you out.
Yes.
So, you know, we walk... Yeah, and the lovely thing about having dogs is there's no such thing as bad weather. And I love the park when it's tipping down with rain and there's a, you know, there's a lightning on the horizon. The true kind of, you know, hardcore dog walkers
yep.
are still there.
Still out and
all
about.
All dressed appropriately yes. in there.
I know. I've had to put
gear.
A raincoat on mine because once he gets wet, he takes about eight
now,
hours
now
to dry.
Now you're taking it to a different level.
No, okay. He takes too long to dry.
Have your little he's booties like, and
no.
sunglasses
he's
as well?
He's just got too much of that duck down on him, you know. They're too fluffy.
Hey, Gary, sorry about the showers today. Will, you'll get some good light to... I know you've got beautiful locations in the west of filming, so...
And we're here for 2 weeks doing a week of television.
Yep.
So we're going to be up in the Swan Valley. We're filming here in Perth. We filmed last night at the Optus Stadium.
Beautiful.
And that was, gee, what an experience. That is
fantastic.
Cracking.
Is
I was
incredible.
A bit sus about, I was a bit upset about
Subiaco.
Yeah, I was. And I'm not, I don't live in Perth, but I went,
that tradition.
Yeah, the tradition and changing the air and everything. But the stadium is fantastic.
It is great.
So, and then we're down to Margaret River Ridge.
Colorado as well.
Say again?
Going to Rottnest as well.
Oh, and Rottnest Island. We're doing a masterclass on Rottnest, which I've never been to. So, and I've been to Perth quite a lot, and we're all really looking forward to that.
Okay. It's the obligatory trip to Rottnest.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because, you know, everybody keeps talking about quokkas, but I'm just thinking about the food.
Yeah, of
course. Like I'm just,
The food and the beaches.
Big kind of marshmallowy scallops.
If you leave without a quokka selfie, you'll be judged harshly.
And apparently the angle of the quokka selfie is really important.
It's imperative.
Serious?
Yeah,
I know.
Angle of quokka selfie.
Well, it depends how many chins you want to show. That's what we all think of.
I've given up on chins.
You don't take the dog because they'll be after the quokkas. They're everywhere, especially near the food venues. Hey, Gary, all the best, mate. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, and I hope everybody enjoys the new season.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, on notice, Matt, since you got your dog, Florence.
Yes.
That I keep noticing, I would never have noticed it before, I keep seeing Twitter videos of Dalmatians because they stick out so much.
Yeah, you don't see many around.
I've seen so many videos of Dalmatians. Can I just say, and you probably know what I'm talking about, these dogs were always doing something just a little bit nuts.
Oh, do not talk to me about Florence.
Oh, is she in the bad books at the moment?
Big trouble.
Oh, really?
Okay. What's happened?
Well, I mean, you know, this is good for me. It's been good because I'm getting a lesson in parenting, you know, in a very short period
that
of time.
Learning curve is very steep.
Yeah, she is... rebelling.
Oh, right.
She's being a teenager.
Not just a bit out there.
Absolutely. And Captain Paul, you probably know this.
I told you this would happen.
Really is. Because we were, you know, we tried to be strict-ish, but we were pretty loose on certain things like getting on the couch.
How old is she now?
She's only 5 months, right?
Which means she's 16 and a half.
She's the size of a Great Dane.
Yeah.
And she is giving us attitude.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
So the most recent rules were no couch, no bed. Is that right?
Well, bed, we in the morning for a snuggle, at the end of the bed on the...
Oh,
on
here we go. So she's giving me trouble or you're giving her mixed messages.
I am. Saved. Well, welcome to my world. I
mean, mate, give him an inch.
It's not the first time someone's thrown that accusation at me. But, wow. And she's got this look about... Look, she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But when she looks at you, there's not a lot going on behind the eyes.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
People don't admit that either. Nah. Everyone wants to think they've got the smartest dog, sometimes you just don't.
Sometimes it's man's best friend, but not man's smartest.
Nah, we're not talking a Rhodes Scholar here.
Right, okay. Right. And you're a softie as well.
I know I'm a softie.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, I literally spent yesterday just going, no! Get off! No! No!
You know what? Those are the days that made me think I'm not equipped to have children.
Yes.
Because I thought when the dog annoys you like that, you just chuck them in the yard.
Yes.
Like you can't do that with your kids. You can't just be like, hey, call mummy when you need her. But until then, you're being difficult. Outside you go.
It's a pity, isn't it? You can't just throw the kid out with a chew toy.
No, it's just a bit hard.
Yeah.
It's not seen well, especially the neighbours notice.
Well, that doesn't work with her either.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's back at the door.
It's funny, though, because you know how you said about that no or that yelling thing? The guy lives next door to me. When we first moved in, I would hear him yelling at the dog all the time. I thought Pepper was the name of one of his kids. I thought, geez, that kid's in trouble a lot.
Pepper. Great name.
Great name. Beautiful dog.
So, yes, no, she is gorgeous. Some people at the park still love her, but I think they can sense that I'm being worn down.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm far less effusive about how beautiful she is now. Oh, yeah, she's lovely.
Oh, and people at the park, they only see her for minutes at a time.
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No Met surprise in any time soon there.
No, it's all right. Daddy's coming home, Florence.
Softy. 7:26.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
I tell you what, we have been very lucky over the years to get some fantastic gigs here in Perth.
Yes.
You know, especially since the mining boom, everyone started coming here for tours.
Helps when you have the venues too with so much going on. I mean, Optus has had some big ones, but particularly Perth Arena.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you always want to see a really great show and you hope that the acts will return to our city in the future.
Yes.
You know, always. And this last week, I have seen two brilliant gigs where the performers were just on song, you know. Just fantastic. I saw James Acaster, the English comedian at the Astor last week, who was just sensational, absolutely hysterical.
One of those ones where you're walking down the street afterwards and you're sore from laughing so much.
He was so funny. Love those just nights. So good. If you want to see, he's on Netflix. He's got three specials on there. He's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But this show was just brilliant. But what really was a shame is that he got a bit of a heckler in the crowd. So someone in the crowd thought that they were funnier than the professional comedian on stage. Yes, and even though the show was excellent, this person thought, I can contribute more to this.
Yeah.
Put a dampener on it for you.
And stupidly yelled out something, which kind of stopped James Acaster. And James Acaster handled the heckler perfectly.
Yep.
But it was just a case of like, way to ruin the momentum, dude.
Yes.
And then in the front row, some guy got on his mobile phone and, you know, James Acaster picked up on that as well and right in a poignant moment. And so it was like it just ruined the gig. And James started the gig with going, wow, this is going really well. Perth's a really great audience. This is amazing, Perth. And then by the end of it was like, I don't know if I'm going to come back anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like that.
Wow.
And then the same thing happened on Saturday night. Went to Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah.
And
the great bluesman.
Blues musician. I mean, just a fantastic performer. And Claire, I know you would have loved to have been at that gig.
Mate, I'm so sad that you guys got to see the
great
man. Any spotting of our girl?
I didn't see Nicole Trumpio.
Nicole Trumpio from Meriden.
I did keep an eye out.
Meriden.
Yeah. Meriden girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him at Blues and Roots, as you did a few years ago.
Oh, he's just fantastic. And it was at the Perth Concert Hall, so it was beautiful. The sound was great. And, of course, three rowdy fans insisted on standing and dancing. And I know that sometimes you do want to get up and stand at a gig and dance, but you're in the Perth Concert Hall.
Mm.
It's hardly the venue for it. Mm. And, of course, it meant that everyone behind them couldn't see.
Yes.
People were complaining. But these people just wouldn't leave. And the security ended up coming over, giving him like six different chances to get up and like to stop. Instead of just kicking him out, you know. And it was just, it dragged on. It ruined the gig for everyone around them. And I'm just like, it's just embarrassing. I feel like everybody else in Perth behaved themselves. And then there's just a couple of people who ruin it for everyone.
Maybe it was the same bloke.
Might have been.
Both gigs. Maybe there's just one dude in Perth who's ruining every gig.
No, he wasn't.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because James Acaster made such a fool of the two dudes at the gig at the Astor that those guys will never, ever heckle again.
They won't resurface. They'll go everywhere incognito.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. He made them turn to mush.
Yeah. But the ego that makes you want to heckle is also massaged by being made an attention of.
A little bit of infamy.
That's true. But, you know, it's just a shame when you're like, the gigs were really awesome and you're just going to have one bell end there who just can't keep it together.
One tool.
You know? Just wish it wasn't
but
the case.
That bell end is now at home going, I made that gig so much better.
Heads up, dude. You didn't.
Keep us talking about me.
Struggling.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
All right, Dateline.
Vancouver. It's a city in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case you weren't sure, Kimber.
Canada's a country in the Northern Hemisphere.
You lived there, didn't you?
And the Northern Hemisphere.
I didn't live there, but I did spend a lot of time there.
Okay, so now you've done property stuff. I've never bought or sold a home before, but right. I think you guys have both been there.
I'd love to sell my home. I've tried to sell a home lots of times.
Well, this might be it, right?
Sure.
So, okay, if you're looking to buy a home, yep. And you like it, and the price is sort of okay, and you might say to them, is there anything you can throw in to sweeten the deal?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What would something like that be?
Oh, I mean, look, it's a tough one, isn't it? But maybe just the extra things, like a good old carpet clean and a bit of maybe a fresh paint.
Oh, a bit of a spruce up?
Yeah, a bit of a spruce up.
Would you
like
leave
that
couch or something
like
that?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, if you've got a tricky stairwell or something, sometimes you're like, I'll keep that furniture.
I've got something that comes to mind.
Yes.
No stamp duty would be nice.
Yes.
Paint in the farm every time you buy a place.
You can't negotiate with the government on that.
What a bummer.
Well, Woodbridge Homes... sound like a nice mob. They are launching a new development, and they think they've come up with a way to get people over the line to buy their new condos, which are not cheap in Vancouver.
Sure.
Oh, right.
If you buy one of their condos, you will receive free avocado on toast for a year.
Nice! Smashed.
I mean, does it not sound like hipster heaven?
Well, it does sound like hipster heaven, but I thought it was one or the other. I mean, never before in this world have we been able to have both.
Yes.
I mean, our generation have been told the reason we can't afford housing is apparently because we eat avocado
too much
on toast.
At cafes, yeah.
So I can't believe we can have both.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that for like a lifetime supply or is it just when you go to the home open?
You get 52 vouchers to a local cafe who's either over the moon about it or thinking, oh, God, here they come with their voucher book again.
Yeah, these nerds.
So for 1 year, for every weekend, you can go and have avo and toast at your local cafe.
Okay. Average, I've done a few calculations. That means that I'm saying $20 a breakfast, and that's very conservative.
Yeah, it is,
right? $20 a breakfast. That's over $1,000 worth in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not bad. Yeah, isn't it for buying a condo?
Maybe just leave the dining setting or something. It might be better.
$1,000 worth of avocado.
I'd be so sick of avo by the time you get about halfway through.
Yes. And they're probably hoping that people will probably get sick of going after 3 weekends.
Yeah, unless you're a complete Scrooge.
Yes. Yeah,
well done.
So there you go.
Nice.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Think quick, win cash. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
Busy morning this morning. Gary Megan from MasterChef is going to join us after 7:30. And joining us right now from Maylands. G'day, Natalie. Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Natalie, what are you cooking for breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, look, scrambled eggs.
Oh, hello.
Nice.
A Sunday breakfast on a Monday morning. I like it.
That on sourdough, thanks.
Hey, Natalie, welcome to the pressure test. Here's how it works. We will give you a category. We will give you a time limit. And you need to give us a certain number of correct answers before the time runs out. $10 for each one you get right. Get all of them. $250. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Good
luck, Nat. Let's do this, Natalie. We're going to put 10 seconds on the clock, so we need rapid fire on this.
Locked and loaded.
Your time's going to start as soon as I give you the category. We need you to list 5 man-made things that fly. Go.
Aeroplane, helicopter, drone, rocket, space shuttle, glider.
Hey!
Whoa!
Great
that sounded
answers.
Like totally, totally. Yes,
there were 6 answers. We just needed 5, right?
Well, glider got in.
You nailed it, Natalie. Well done.
Oh wow!
Victory!
Excellent. Thank you.
Gee, you were so calm.
It was. Yes. I need to be. We need to be. Natalie in a crisis.
Scrambled eggs.
I only hesitated there in playing the winner sound effects music because our adjudicator had his hand in the air and I thought he was just putting his order up for eggs. I wasn't quite sure what was going on. But yeah, you got it. Well done. $250.
Thanks a lot, guys. That's so good.
I didn't even think of rocket. I was going down the hot air balloon type angle, but that's all I had.
You were stuck in last century. Not, Natalie was looking towards the future.
Nice one, Nat. Enjoy the money.
You're flying.
Certainly will. Thank you.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Now, my friends, they say that, you know, to become truly evolved in this world, you can take nothing personally.
Okay.
If you can get to a point where you take nothing personally, you will, you know, float through life without being offended.
Mm.
I mean, easier said than done.
So,
and
grow
God
a thick
knows,
skin.
Yeah, I haven't got there. Well, not just, you know, like, forgive everything.
Don't, oh, okay.
Don't just sort of go, I don't care. It doesn't affect you.
Just let it go.
Let it go.
Let the energy go.
Yeah.
Okay. Easier said than done.
Mm.
So, we've got a lady here who's part of a group chat about her sister organising a social event, a barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
So she's talking with siblings and mums and dads and whatnot, and they're trying to find a date that suits everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this back and forth goes on, and it becomes clear that this woman, the one date that she can't do is the date that her sister chooses to have the barbecue.
Oh, always the way.
Okay. Yeah, okay, sure. Now, fair enough. That can
happen.
Can't
please everyone.
You can't please everyone. But when questioned about, oh, well, why did you choose that date? The sister has said, look, you know, as you know, I'm a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I will be having quite a few clients over at this barbecue.
Right.
And I'm not sure that you'll feel comfortable because you're a bit overweight.
No.
And all of the people who are here really care about their weight and what they eat.
Oh, so all my thin friends are coming and you're going to embarrass me, basically.
You're going to embarrass me, and it's not such a good look with me as a personal trainer my sister is a little bit overweight.
Oh, okay.
So obviously, you know, this lady has been like, you know, gobsmacked, got onto her social media and said, should I be, you know, offended at this?
Absolutely.
And of course, most people have said yes, like 11 out of 10 offended. Although some people have said, well, you know, she's got the right to do that, to look after her, whatever it
her
is,
business
or reputation. Don't be offended by it.
That's
well,
horrible.
And some people will say, oh, you can't be offended by that if they're stating facts.
Sure.
Like, that's the other thing what people hide behind when they say, you can't be offended. If you are overweight, you're just overweight.
Yes.
And it's not a surprise. It's just that we'd rather you don't be at the barbecue.
It's funny, because you mentioned that energy thing. I mean, straight away you go, oh, I'm offended by that.
Totally.
And I'm not a good person. I mean, it should be water off a duck's back, even if it's a big back.
Yeah.
Really, shouldn't it?
So
you
she's
know,
been banned from her own sister's barbecue.
It's not the kind of thing you think you're going to get banned for.
Yes.
You know, I mean, my girlfriends and I were banned from a nightclub in Perth.
Oh, yes.
Because we thought it would be funny to steal the entrance stamp. You know, when you go in and they stamp you.
Yeah,
we were
sitting
close to that area and we thought, oh, the bouncer was having a bit of fun. He was being friendly to us and we thought this will be funny. We'll just hide it from him for a few minutes.
Yes.
Got us banned from that bar forever.
Okay.
I did find that funny though. It's hilarious.
And people have probably wanted to ban family members at weddings and not know how to bring it up.
I think in my drinking days, a lot of people wanted me banned.
They wanted to ban me.
Oh, no one wants Matt at the wedding.
Don't let him in the door. I do remember as a kid, the closest I came to being banned as a kid was, and you know, sometimes you get into a little bit of trouble, but I remember at school at Caronut Primary, I lived in Padstow Street, and the coolest girl at school, I had this huge crush on a girl called Libby O'Marney, and she lived in Willerton Road.
Hi, Libby.
Libby had her, would have been her 12th birthday. And I didn't get banned. I just didn't get invited. So I rode my push bike past Libby O'Marney's birthday party just because all the cool kids were inside.
Oh.
Banned at the door.
I can feel that pain. Yeah. I understand.
I still feel it, man.
Oh, God. Well,
I love that. You want to rub salt in the wound.
Yeah.
I feel bad at home. I'm going to feel even worse if I ride past.
Luckily, no one was peering over the fence and saw the dork outside.
There's nothing sadder than a kid in a cul-de-sac. And I've been that kid riding around.
I felt like an episode of The Wonder Years, you know?
Oh, dear. Hey, give us a call. What have you been banned from attending? 133353, and a great caller of the day prize, which is tickets to Birds of Tokyo's Good Lord September tour.
Yeah, head to birdsoftokyo.com for details. 133353, what have you been banned from attending? Is anyone going to admit to this?
Maybe. We might drag a story out of them.
Use false names to protect the innocent.
Maybe someone will tell us if they've banned them.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. Five famous people, $10,000. Mix 94.5's Mix Stars with ABC Blinds.
Operation Mix Stars. System ready.
Hey, the right caller through was Wade of Success. Successful already. G'day, mate.
How you going?
We're good, Wade. Look, we're going to play this audio for you again. It's our mixed stars, our five famous people. You just need to identify them in the correct order and you'll get $1,000 if you do that for each one. If you identify all five in the correct order, you'll win $10,000.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice, buddy. Two have been identified, the third one being Molly Meldrum and the fifth one being Prince William. So let's have a listen to the rest of them. Here we go.
Initialising mixed stars in 3, 2, 1.
Fishing.
Effortless.
Idea.
Ironically.
Magnus.
All right.
All right, Wade. It's time, my friend.
Who are the mixed stars in their correct order, Wade?
All right, number one, I think, might be Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay.
Number two, Lisa McCune.
Yeah.
Number three, Molly Meldrum.
Yep.
Number four, I've got no idea, so I'll just stab in the dark, Margot Robbie.
Okay.
And number five, Prince William.
Okay, definitely a bit of a Perth flavour at the start there.
Okay, so number one, Daniel Ricciardo, then Lisa McCune, Molly Meldrum, Margot Robbie and Prince William. Let's see how we go.
Turn to the adjudicator.
Processing.
Aww.
You identified two stars in their correct spots, but unfortunately, zero new stars.
Oh, of course. So that would be the Molly Meldrum and the Prince William that we already knew. Sorry, Wade.
No worries. Thank you.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks for trying.
All you can do is not keep trying, right?
Yeah. Do you notice when we go from the sort of space agey initialising to the adjudicator, there's a real drop off in quality, isn't there?
There sort of is, especially when you've got a high bar. Wade was pretty good.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
My kitchen rules. Yes, it was still going, in case you didn't know it was still on. It's wrapped. It's wrapped for this year and the champions are Matt and Luke. Matt Gawthrop and Luke Stewart hit it for six. Now, they were doing very well. They sort of thought their menu plan would be to start subtle and to build.
Yes.
Serving five courses of food.
Tried that technique a few times.
Yeah, it didn't come off.
They were going for modern Australian with a classic Italian flair, but it wasn't all smooth sailing.
Honestly, at this point, I'm losing the majority of the ravioli I'm trying to get off the plate. They're literally just tearing into pieces.
We can't serve them, man. They're ruined.
You don't serve a plate or a complete plate in the grand final. That's it. You may as well walk out.
It's so sticky.
It sounded like it was going to be a disaster. And to celebrate MKR's 10th anniversary, they had 10 judges that were critiquing the team. So that was a bit tougher. Yep. But they did all right. They were announced the winners by 4 points. They said our experience has been nothing short of a miracle from where we were to where we are now.
Yes.
And they said it's the toughest thing we've done in our lives, but it takes the cake against any cricket final I've ever been in.
Because they're the cricket mates.
They're the cricket mates.
So I'm assuming that they're... Ravioli, it worked.
It all worked out fine.
Okay, fine.
Feels a bit like this show's been going since cricket season.
It does.
Because it has.
Yeah, but this is better than any cricket final I've been in.
Oh, okay, well done.
Game of Thrones, season 8.
Hey.
It's coming, episode 3. It's back today. Now, there have been desperate fans trying to find ways to watch it, with most subscribing to Foxtel just to see it.
Yes.
11 a.m. this morning if you're watching it live, and it's the longest ep so far at 1 hour and 22 minutes.
Is this a big battle everyone's been talking about?
Well, look, yeah, fans are expecting to see the biggest battle in the history of Thrones because anything less, let's face it, it's going to be a letdown. They're going to have to go pretty big on this.
Sure.
The costume department will be getting a lot of blood out of fabrics.
They certainly will.
That's what they expect. Now, of course...
Just rub a little on the stain and the rest in with the whole wash.
Oh, it's water-based blood, so it's okay.
And the one thing that must be mentioned for Game of Thrones is, of course, no spoilers. Don't even dare to share.
Okay.
Because this is going to be the kind of series... You know, people have waited 2 years for this, so just don't blow it. Don't go on Facebook and... give away
if
too
you
much.
Do, a dragon may bite your head off.
Yeah, expect that because that's what will happen.
Okay.
Now, guys, the tour that's coming to Perth that I'm really excited about, because this morning we talked about the great acts that have been coming to our city over the last few years.
Yes.
And here is another, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yeah. Well, I'm not ripping off this nitwit anymore because I'm not paying for one more thing I don't need. George Banks is saying no.
Who's George Banks?
Me!
He's not happy.
Steve Martin and Martin Short, I mean, they're bringing their critically acclaimed comedy tour. It's called Now You See Them, Soon You Won't.
Okay.
For the first time to Australia and New Zealand. And I mean, their chemistry and their timing, because they've been friends for a very long time. They've been friends for more than three decades. They met for the first time on the set of 1986, the film Three Amigos.
Yes.
And they've been buddies since, and they've been touring together since 2016, and they've had such success with their previous shows. They won a bunch of awards. They've just done really well, and so they're bringing this new one to us. Tickets are on sale May 7 through Ticketek. As always, only buy tickets from the registered site. Don't go to those unofficial ones.
Where are they playing?
They're going to be at the Perth Riverside Theatre on November 8 and 9.
Okay, very nice.
So tickets looking through Ticketek. Two shows, which will be a fantastic. I can't tell you how much the tickets are.
That's not your job. Okay. That's not your job.
Just don't go to buy a go-go.
Don't go there. But I'm really looking forward to seeing that. It could be a really great show.
Mother of the Bride, they were both in, and one was the wedding planner. Martin Short was wedding planner. You played Fronk.
One of the movies they were in together. Yeah, I think it'll be really great. So that is your Daily Juice.
Very good.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Come on, everybody! Go, go, go.
The Big Breakfast's Run Facts for the HBF Run for a Reason with Channel 9 and Perth's Mix 94.5.
Yeah, like dog. Move it!
The Big Breakfast Run Facts, the correct caller is through from Waterford. Joe, it's you. Welcome.
Happy Monday, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Joe. You sound nice and sprightly, just the kind of person we want to see on the run. You might win a $1,000 sports store voucher and free entry to the HBF run. Were you watching Nine News at 6 o'clock last night?
I definitely was, yes.
Oh, that's good work, Joe. Now, what was the run fact that we gave you?
All right. You said the HBF Run for a Reason will be held on Sunday, May the 19th.
Yay!
Hey,
That was easy.
That's all you had to do, Joe. You've scored $1,000 to spend on some great new sports gear, and you've got entry for you and a mate to the HBF Run for a Reason.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. And what will you be doing, walking or running?
Oh, very much walking.
We'll be staggering, Joe. Yeah, we'll be staggering to see us staggering.
We walk so that everyone can go together. We do a big Mix 94.5 team.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
We actually have a bit of a meeting to talk about the show while we're there. Only joking. Look forward to seeing you, Joe.
Look forward to seeing you. Thanks, guys.
Pleasure, Joe. Thank you. And, of course, I'll be doing a half marathon in my own time on the in the afternoon.
Backwards on your hands?
Yeah, you betcha. <Of course.
laughs> We do play again tomorrow, so make sure you grab your run fact on Nine News tonight at 6 p.m. because, hey, great way to win $1,000 in
that
new
was
gear.
Easy, wasn't it?
The HBF Run for a Reason happens Sunday, May 19, as Joe just said, with distances to suit everyone. 4K, 12K, and the half marathon for Matt. Register at hbfrun.com.au or win your entry with us, the Big Breakfast Run Facts, or the HBF Run for a Reason with Channel 9 and Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now, it's time for Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Oh, no pressure, mate. It's a big build-up. Yes, a build-up.
You know, one big difference between men and women is that if a woman says, smell this, it usually smells nice.
True.
Okay. New intro, but same old crap joke.
it was a bad fart joke, really, wasn't it?
Wish you had listened to Mum as well as you listened to a Big Breakfast catch-up. Spoil her with big-name fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.